Bernie Porn is the president of Epic MRA. They recently released a new poll on the presidential primary and other key findings. And Bernie's on the other end of our line. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing great. A little bit later today, around 11 o'clock, I got to head to Grand Rapids, so hopefully it won't be too bad.
Well, have fun with that, Bernie. I'm going to stay as close to home as possible. Let's talk about your new poll, which is looking at the presidential race. I tell you what, Bernie, Michigan is the political capital of the United States right now, because if Mitt Romney loses this state, that's going to take a big chink out of his armor.
That could cause some serious problems for him, and all of the analysts nationally are saying if he loses Michigan, why, that could potentially lead to a broker convention, and that could affect areas where he's leading right now in the South, where Newt Gingrich was leading before. There's just a lot of downers on the part of what could happen if indeed he loses Michigan. And our poll shows that Santorum is leading by 3 points, 37-34. And it's interesting, when you look at all of the polls that have come out, they range from a 3% advantage for Romney to a 4% advantage for Santorum, with one pollster calling it a tie. And interestingly enough, 45% in our poll said that they could change their mind. Among those who say that they're certain of who they're going to vote, Santorum has an 11-point lead. And I kind of give a slight nod to Santorum, even though I don't think he did all that well in the debate, partly because among those who say they're very or somewhat certain to vote in the primary next Tuesday, Santorum has an 8-point lead. And so when you look at the internals of the survey, I think there's a nudge to Santorum, even though I think the ads that Romney are running now are a little bit more in line with what may be working. By the way, we asked a question about effectiveness of the ads, and Santorum ads were viewed as about equally convincing to vote for him, equally convincing to vote against him, but people were turned off by the Romney ads. Over 30% said that they are less likely to vote for him because of those ads, and among those folks, Santorum was getting 55%.
Well, a few weeks ago when the polls came out, Santorum had a substantial lead. That let Romney put more people on the ground. He spent more than $1 million over the course of a little bit more than 7 days, and if we take the error rate on some of the polls that we have, they've pulled pretty much neck and neck now.
No question about it. And since 45% say they could change their mind, and among those folks, they're dead even, 40% for each of them. And so I think that it could be a very close election, and a lot depends on turnout. If the Tea Party aligned voters turn out, why, I think that Santorum is in an advantage, and if the turnout is heavier among some of those more moderates, then Romney has a shot. If there's a heavy turnout among seniors, or a lot of absentee voters have participated, that is an advantage for Romney, because he's leading among seniors and among those who have voted already by absentee ballot.
When I look at your favorability portion of the survey, I always like to look at that. And
yeah,
looking at that, Rick Snyder, Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney all do well, but Rick Santorum is right up there.
Yep, just 2 points below Rick Snyder. Also, it's important to note that Rick Snyder has 29% having a very favorable opinion of him, 21% very favorable opinion of Romney, and Romney has slightly higher unfavorables than Santorum.
What about Pete Hoekstra, who was hammered for those ads that he ran a couple of weeks ago?
Well, I tend to think that they knew what they were doing in running that ad, because when you look at the voters who are going to be participating in an August Republican primary, I think that they were probably more impressed with those ads than maybe the rest of the world, independents and Democrats, because he has gone from a 40% vote in the last poll that we did to 48% now. So he's increased his numbers by 8 points. And even with the ads that Durant has been running, he's only got 5%. Now, he did improve his recognition, going from 67% non-recognition to 47%, but people are not moving to him. And I think part of the reason is that when you start ads and you're totally unknown or mostly unknown and you're attacking your opponent, that doesn't really, I think, resonate with people. You have to introduce yourself first, and Durant has not done that.
Bernie, what do people think about the Tea Party?
Among the Republican voters, 63% or over 60% say that they are supportive of the Tea Party. And among those voters, Santorum runs very, very strong.
You talk with more 400 people from around the state, different types of backgrounds. What was their support? Were they pro-choice, pro-life? Where did they stand?
Very pro-life. And among pro-life voters, Santorum has a lead. Among the voters who said that they're pro-choice, Romney has a lead.
What parties did they support?
Among those planning to participate, about 10% are claim to be Democrats, about 15% independents, with all the rest, over 70% saying they are Republicans.
How about, were they conservative, moderate, liberal?
63% said that they are conservative, and among conservatives, Santorum has a healthy lead.
Anything surprise you about these findings?
One thing that kind of jumped out is Romney was running the ads about this is personal. He's from Michigan. His father was a former governor, and he likes cars and all of the things that were supposed to make people feel warm about his coming from Michigan. People do not consider him a Michigander. 58% say that they don't consider him a Michigander. About 38% said that they do. Among those voters who say that they do, Romney leads. But among the strong majority who say that he is not a Michigander, Santorum leads.
So he went Tony Soprano on us. It's not political, it's not business, it's personal.
That's right.
All right, Bernie, and you have another poll coming out today?
Nope. We're finished with our polling. We'll have to see what happens on election day. I'll be down at TV7, and we'll be doing another consultant. We'll be doing not exit polling, but key indicator precincts, about 130 or 140 precincts to try and project what's going to happen.
All right, Bernie, drive safely to Grand Rapids. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks much. Take care, Tony.